We always love chatting to the coach of the Australian Diamonds. She's a very good supporter of our program, and hopefully she thinks we are of her as well. She's back again. Lisa Alexander, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on board. Now tell me, Lisa, what happened on the weekend? We were in full control in the Australian League of this Constellation Cup, but we travel overseas, we get in the plane, and all of a sudden things change.
Yes, they do change, and that's what, you know, is inevitable about sport. Every contest has its own script, and I think what Australian netball fans need to understand when you come over to New Zealand, it is a little bit different, and, you know, I think that crowd support that we had in Australia really helped to lift us, and this new group have to get used to the fact that they've got to fight it out when we're over here in the Kiwi land and everyone's against us.
Well, there was another difference, Lise, too, in the amount of penalties that the girls received. We actually had about double what the Silver Ferns did on the weekend. Was that a change in what the athletes were doing, or do you think it was a change in the umpire interpretation?
Yeah, certainly what happens, and I think this is also important that people understand, we have a system of umpiring where the international umpires have coaches, and that changes from country to country. So there can be just a slight difference in interpretation and the way that the umpires go about their work. And look, it is tough. We're not, you know, we're not going to whinge about it because we know we have to adjust to it and we're used to that happening. But I think it was a fairly distinct change. I think at one stage it was 12 penalties to zero in the first quarter. So, but we've just got to adjust, and that's part of our learning as a team, and we know that we're going to have to do that on Thursday night.
The other thing that was quite distinct over the last couple of games is the tactics of the use of players. New Zealand have basically had the same starting seven across the two matches, while you and the Diamonds have used a lot of the bench, a lot of changes throughout those couple of games. Talk us through your kind of thinking around that, because that is something that you have wanted to do with this group over the last period of time, and how that works with the players moving on and off the court.
Yeah, look, we've been doing this for quite some time. We've got 12 fantastic athletes in our group, and, you know, we need to use all of their skills and strengths and talents to help nullify the opposition. But clearly, you know, we know on Sunday that it didn't work to our advantage. So we'll go back to the drawing board a little bit with that. We know we've got to secure a win on Thursday night, and we'll be putting out what we think is our best seven out on court in that first quarter, as we did the other day too, because I can tell you that Caitlin and Gretel were playing very well together and showed in the Brisbane test how well they could play, and they deserved their start. But sometimes things don't just work out for you. And, you know, we know we've got to explore what we've got as well, because we've only got a certain amount of time to look forward to World Cup.
So does that mean, Lisa, there's times where you've almost got to be prepared to take the hit in exploring what you've got and look at a longer-term picture, or is there no excuse for not winning every game you play?
Absolutely no excuse, and it's not a... I'll say it again, our athletes are top-notch. They're the best of the best, and we expect that no matter who goes out there, that they're still going to win. And we'd seen some great training form from Steph and Gretel in Shooter. So, you know, we felt that that would give the opposition something to think about as well. So, you know, it didn't work. We know that. So we'll have a look at that strategy and go back to perhaps a more settled lineup on Thursday.
What are we going to do about Maria Folau?
Yes. She's bombing them, Lise. We can't stop the bombs.
Yeah, look, we've got some plans in place for her too, but we've also got to stop the supply to her. I think we didn't put enough pressure on her outside of the circle. She played like a goal attack, goal shooter at times. So we can't go away from our method of really getting up in her face and really hassling her, even if she's in shooter. So a bit more physical presence around her just to make it very uncomfortable for her, even when she's playing shooter.
And talk to us about what the win meant for New Zealand netball. We saw them struggle massively at the Commonwealth Games. They were embarrassed by the performance and were under an enormous amount of pressure and scrutiny over there. Have we let them off the hook a little bit by giving them that win, but by them having that win?
Yeah, look, of course we have. There's no other way to say it. But, you know, the New Zealand team, and I've talked to the media over here as well, they've been improving in every match. In every match we've played them, even though we've had those score lines, they've had periods of really top-notch connection. And so we've got to pay tribute to them too. They have improved. The players are playing their roles, and they're really putting that energy and effort and passion into it. And if we're slightly off our game, what happened to us on Sunday will happen. So we certainly reminded our group about having to knuckle down and get that intensity back out there.
What Nolan Taru has been brought into to the team. You've been saying that they've been improving. As the coach taking the reins, what do you see that she has brought to this group? Because there's been a lot of talk. The players are clearly responding to her. What do you see out on court as the difference that she's brought?
Oh, look, I think there's just a resolve in the group that they, you know, have to keep working at things, and it's not always going to be pretty, but they've got just that little bit more mental toughness, I think, around grinding out and knowing that, you know, they need to stick to their guns and things will turn around. And I think, you know, that's certainly what they showed on Sunday.
Will you have a different seven starting on Thursday night, Les?
Most likely, yes.
In which areas most likely will we see biggest change?
I won't be saying anything. You know, I don't give opposition. There's plenty of Kiwis that live in Australia that, you know.
They're all listening
that's
on the
what,
app.
That's
over
what
in
I don't
Zealand.
Understand. I don't understand why Kiwis that live in Australia that are Australian citizens barrack for the All Blacks. It's just not on.
It just doesn't make sense.
Why did you say something?
No, I was going to say before Lisa goes, we've got to ask her about the steal, Tom Scully to Hawthorn. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, yes.
Look, I was waiting for the Hawthorn question.
Well, it didn't come from me,
Les. We've been monitoring it very closely over here, I can tell you. We've got one of the actual Hawthorn doctors is working with us, Dr. Liam West. So we've been discussing all the trading that's been going on. So, yeah, no, I'm really rapt that Hawthorn have got Scully. I think it's exciting and it's probably just what we need.
Would you play him in wing defence or wing attack?
I reckon I'd play him at centre.
Centre, would you? Righto.
Yeah, I would.
Chad Wingo would be a GA. He'd be GA written all over.
I know, wing attack. Get him up high, get him back into the circle, just outside the circle. Lise, we wish you the best of luck on Thursday night. It's been a good performance. We had a bit of a glitch on the weekend, but hopefully back on track on Thursday in the last game on the Consolation Cup.
We're going to hit back hard, half.
Looking forward to seeing it. Good luck.
Thank you.